The word 360, New King James Version of the Bible. Philippians 1 and verse 21, the Apostle Paul says, "For me to live is Christ." In 1 John chapter 4, the brethren were reminded of the importance of love. Verses 7 through 9, the Apostle John says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him." Look at the world today. Where's the love? There's an old adage that says, "Love is a fabric which never fades, no matter how often it is washed in the water of adversity and grief." There is no getting around the fact that this country as a whole is in the midst of adversity, as well as other places throughout the world. When there is a lack of love on display in the hearts of any people, the outcome will never be good. We should never underestimate the power of love. The Apostle Paul said words to the brethren which still hold true today. In 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 5, which says, "Love suffers long and is kind. Turn off the negativity of the different social media outlets and focus on the word of God, the opportunity each and every day to exercise the meaning of agape love is available to any and everybody. That's how we will overcome the evil we are reminded of every day. To counter evil in any form, an attitude of love and patience can prevent anyone from traveling down the road paved with evil. Love brings light to any situation, and it can be immediate. With evil, darkness abounds. Love and evil cannot coexist at the same time. It's not rocket science. Turn off the light and see what happens. It gets dark. But when we turn the light back on, it illuminates the room. There are so many people that suffer because of a lack of love for others. Sometimes there needs to be some periodic self-examination by those handling the word of God, and that includes this writer. There are so many people who have rejected the gospel of Jesus Christ when he is our only hope. In 2 Timothy 4 verses 1 through 8, Timothy was to address the behavior of church folk. The Apostle Paul said to Timothy, "I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your mission." Proverbs 29 verse 18 says, "Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint," which begs the question, what would Jesus say about what is being preached today?